There are a number of issues when it comes to education that we got to go over, and I invited Butch Santacola to be a part of the director of the PSEA. Butch, welcome back to KDK. Good to have you back on again.
Well, thank you for having us. It's an interesting time of year.
It sure is. There are a number of things I want to go over with you tonight. One of them is the issue of the possibility of legislation coming through Harrisburg that would ban teacher strikes. I also want to talk about the idea of local property taxpayers having a greater role, local voters having a greater role in determining whether or not school taxes are going to be increased or not. And then there's also the issue about the reforms that are being considered and being tossed out by you guys at the PSEA when it comes to dealing with teachers and administrators. Are you ready for all of that?
Oh, heavens yes. We're ready to go, Robert.
All right. Butch Santacola with us with the PSEA. The first issue on banning teacher strikes. There's legislation that's being put forward by Representative Daryl Metcalf and Representative Todd Rock that would prohibit teachers from being able to strike in Pennsylvania. And for anybody that has a child that's ever gone through that, they're thinking to themselves, we need to have that right now. Why should Pennsylvania not go back to the way it was before 1970 and prohibit teachers from being able to strike?
Well, you know, let's put things in perspective. We've dealt with this proposal by Mr. Metcalf and Mr. Rock over and over again. Fact of the matter is 95% of the locals and districts that bargain end up without a teacher strike. They've been declining every year. And we don't like strikes any more than anybody else. It shows there's a failure, a communication, something's wrong. But it happens. It's a natural progression between employers and employees. There are a lot of school districts every year that bargain contracts, and there are successes every year where contracts are negotiated, and there's not enough emphasis on those successes. We don't like strikes, Robert, any more than anybody else. But to do what these two gentlemen want to do, they put all the blame on the teachers. They put every single blame about bargaining going bad on the teachers. We'll take our fair share, but let's put it where it is. Sometimes the boards are responsible for these strikes also. Sometimes the board has a finger in it. And these gentlemen have no idea of the real problems in bargaining. It's a sad fact that we are where we are today. Student achievement hasn't been affected.
Well, the concern, though, Butch, is that not so much that there's a bargaining breakdown, and that's quite possible. I'm not disputing that part. But the way that it's dealt with in the private sector in larger numbers, that if you're not getting compensated to the level that you desire to be compensated from your present employer, then you can make your pitch to your present employer, and if they still refuse to compensate you at the level that you want paid, then there's the door, and you go down the street and you work for somebody else and see whether or not you're really worth more money to somebody else. Why can't we apply that same thing to the teachers?
Because it just won't work that way. It won't
Why?
Work that easy. Robert, it just won't. You got evaluations, you got personalities, you got the political structure, and then you have the stability of the school system. You need to have that stability in the school system to make things work.
Well, that's a reason why the school board should, if you have responsible people on the board, would not want to then just toss out people for no good reason, right?
Let's stop right there. The problem is we don't have every school board made up of responsible people. The legislation that's being proposed, let me say this again, puts all the blame on the class, on the teachers and the unions. Puts the total blame on the unions. Like the employer's totally innocent of any problems. You come to the bargaining table with the idea you have a huge surplus, and you come to the bargaining table with the idea, give back, and you offer nothing in return. Of course people are going to object to that. And most people would say, yeah, I'd like to have a union fight for me too, the way the teachers have a union fight. We unionized years ago, and there were some rough times, but strikes always bring out the worst of everybody, and I understand that. I feel the pressure as much as anybody. I live in Moon Township. I have grandkids that go to Moon Township schools, and I feel the pressure and the anger of people every time I'm out in Moon.
So are you suggesting that maybe the reason why Pennsylvania is home to like 60% of all U.S. teacher strikes between the time of 2000 to 2007 is really because we have school boards that are that bad?
No, I'm not saying that. One of the reasons why we have 60% of the strikes, Robert, is we're the largest state with the right to bargain. and the right to strike. We're the largest state. For example, Hawaii has the right to strike. They have one school district in the state of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And those our state is much bigger than any of those other states. We've had more districts bargaining than any other state. It's natural for us to have that percentage. But the fact of the matter is the percentage has been dropping, and the numbers have been dropping, and you will see less and less strikes. The problem with Act 88, mm-hmm. which amended Act 195 in 1992, the problem with it is there's difficulty in reaching closure, and the process just goes on, and the emotions get very, very tense at that point. There have been school districts where we've had difficulty, but yet the administration and the teachers maintained a very positive relationship in spite of all the anger that was going on in the community. That's happened. They've recovered. And the next contract was much easier.
Mm-hmm.
There's difficulty. There has been success. And the problem is you can't throw out all that success. And I understand right now it's popular to dislike a teachers union. It's popular to attack us. It's popular to blame us for everything. It's popular to say the old teachers
are... Well, one of the concerns, Butch, is that when it comes to teacher strikes, everybody else that goes on strike has to calculate a cost. There's no cost for teachers to go on strike. If you work at a mill and you decide to go on strike, there's a cost associated with that. You're going to lose wages for that period of time. There is no cost exposure for teachers to go on strike.
Well, there's a cost in emotion. There's a cost. You're talking about economic cost. No other strike occurs where people have to make the time up and then not get paid. I mean, there's so many laws involved. There's so many regulations. It keeps things muddled. It's a very difficult, difficult argument. And I understand the anger. I've sat with parent groups over the last 3 months that are concerned about what's going to happen in public education,
mm-hmm.
concerned about what's going to happen, the bargaining aspect, the whole thing. In some districts where there have been settlements, and some districts where they're still settling, just they're uneasy about it. And once we get through the barrier that I'm from a teachers union, or the PSEA is a teachers union, the dialogue is just very rewarding. Most often, these parents do not want us, anybody to know that they're meeting with us or they're talking to us because they're concerned about the negativism about meeting with PSEA. PSEA is a good, strong union, and we have a lot of things of interest. One of our aspects is advocate for teachers, absolutely. Advocate for the welfare of our support staff,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. That's one of our jobs. And one of our other jobs, one of our other missions, is to make sure the student gets a quality education.
One of the things that you are proposing at the PSEA is a speedy process. You speed up the appeals process when it comes to disciplining teachers. Is that something that you are looking at this point because of the way things are going politically and how the tide is turning on this one? Because that's one of the frustrations that a lot of people have, that it at least appears to be that teachers that are not good quality teachers are very difficult to dismiss.
Well, that's another myth that's out there, Robert. Let me tell you, what we're looking at is alternatives to hit some of the situations that are out there. If there's a teacher that has been evaluated poorly, and if there's a teacher that is not performing and is still performing in that district, then there's something wrong with the teacher evaluator. Let's put it that way. A lot of school districts have blended together with their faculties and with their employees and put together very solid evaluation processes.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is you take a look at the number of teachers that are dismissed. There aren't that many because most of the teachers that are rated improperly, as unsatisfactory, are dismissed or they resign before it gets to that level. That's why you don't see as many as people like to see. And let's just face, here's another problem we have, Robert. This is a real problem.
Okay.
You could be an excellent teacher in the state of Pennsylvania. You could be in a school district. You'd be an excellent teacher for 15 years. And then you get that one parent, that one kid that has problems or causes problems, and the parent says, an incompetent teacher. And then the rumors start, and then the battle starts on defending that teacher. And people say, gee, that teacher was incompetent because this student did not perform well. That's not true. That's not true. We've had so many cases where teachers have been just unfairly criticized. And
But that happens in the private sector.
Robert, I've heard your show where you say people aren't taking responsibility.
Of course.
For their actions. And some of these kids do things in schools and the teachers get blamed for it. We only have those kids in school for 6-7 hours. Then they go back into another environment.
I'm with you on that one. Absolutely with you on, when it comes to that, the responsibility of the parents. Do me a favor. Hold tight right there. Butch Santacola is with us with the PSEA. We're talking about teacher strikes and whether or not a law needs to be passed that would ban that from happening. To what extent do you hold teachers accountable, and do we need more legislation to hold them more accountable, to make it easier for them to be dismissed? And we're also going to get to the issue coming up in a moment about local people paying property taxes and having an ability to vote about whether or not taxes ought to be increased. Should people have a greater say-so in their own tax burden? That and more coming up. News Radio 1020, KDKA. Good evening, I'm Mangino. With me is Butch Santacola of the PSEA. We're talking about whether or not we need a law that would ban teacher strikes. We're also talking about teachers themselves and speeding up the process for discipline issues, and the PSEA proposing the idea of picking up the pace on this. In fact, Wythe Kiever, PSEA spokesman, saying the appeals process for dismissed teachers and principals just takes too long. You got to get it settled more quickly. I have no problem with that one at all. There's also something else that I think is worthy of talking about in the remaining minutes that we have, and it's giving people a greater say in the taxes that they pay. 5 years ago, the state gave voters the right to vote or approve property tax increases that were above the rate of inflation, and then there were a number of exemptions that were granted. And now there is a move in Harrisburg to take those away, to ensure more and more say for the local property taxpayer. Butch Santacola with us with the PSEA. What's wrong with the idea of leaving it up to the people in the school district to vote about whether or not they want to see their taxes increase for whatever it may be?
That's an emotional thing, too. I mean, I understand it. I understand, because you talk to senior citizens, that's what they say all the time. But if you would eliminate those exemptions today, if you could just eliminate those and say, okay, no more exemptions, you vote on it, you can lose kindergarten, you can lose special ed funding. There's all types of things that can be impacted by that. It's not that easy just to say, oh, I think you ought to vote on taxes.
They do it in Ohio, Butch.
But, and look what's happened to Ohio. You talk to teachers and educators in Ohio, they'll tell you that some of those districts are in dire need. They have not passed referendums. They've asked for them. They haven't passed, and they put some of their school districts in jeopardy.
Yes.
I realize in some of those, Robert, that they may be able to survive, but for the most part, those districts are in jeopardy, and I don't want to see that happen in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but we have school districts that are in jeopardy in this state under the current system. You know, whether it's the state that doesn't have the money, or it's a local taxpayer group body that doesn't have the money. The bottom line is, you don't have the money.
Well, yeah, that's another problem. And what are you going to do? Are you going to have a merger where you're going to put two districts that are having difficulty together and just make a bigger problem? No. You're going to give vouchers to private schools that don't have to live to the same standards of the public schools? That's not going to work. You know, let's think about it. That 70% of the property taxes that are collected in Pennsylvania go to the school district. The other 30% go to the state, go to the county, whatever. But it's only 70% of that. So we pick up all the burden. Teachers and educators are blamed for that situation. Public schools, and everybody hates to admit this, but public schools in Pennsylvania have been working and are working and have been successful. They're getting better and better and better. You listen to superintendents, they'll tell you the same thing. Sure, there are problems. I'm not saying there aren't any problems in the schools. A problem. Let's face those problems. Eliminating exemptions, eliminating the right to strike, that's all we've heard. We haven't heard about improvements. BSEA came out and said, look, we know there's problems. We're willing to work, but we're willing to look at some of the alternatives, work with us on it. Instead, we get slammed with this kind of legislation.
But at the same time, when it comes to the issue of local people being able to have a say, in Ohio, are there poor school districts that are struggling? Yeah, the same way they're struggling here in PA, like with Duquesne, it seems to be the poster example of this. But you also have other school districts. I worked for years in Youngstown in school districts in Poland and Canfield and Boardman as examples. The people are willing to pay the taxes. They want great schools for their kids, and they vote for those referendums on a regular basis when they are convinced that the dollars that are being taxed are really going to be a benefit down the road for the children that are going to those schools. I see the same thing happening here in PA.
Well, you know, I wish you were right on that. But, you know, you attend a school board meeting, the only time the school board people are there is when they're hiring a coach. I'm sorry, not the school board people. Public is there when they're hiring a coach or they're doing something. You go to most school board meetings, nobody's in attendance except maybe a couple teachers, some administrators, and two or three interested parents. That's when they're at the schools. But that's what's going on at the board meetings. People need to get active, get to the schools. Public schools are critical. Good public schools equal good communities. Your school district goes down, your property values go down. People need to take an interest in what's going on in the schools.
Butch Santacola with the PSEA. Butch, thank you very much for your time tonight. I do appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely, Butch. Thank you.